You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We just heard those words from Jesus. Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes. I recognize the irony in me saying that, given the way that I'm attired this morning. Don't let these robes fool you. I am a fellow sinner and sufferer, as my colleague Adam Young likes to say. But what is he talking about? Jesus is saying, beware of those who are looking for attention. Beware of those who are looking for recognition. Beware of those particularly who use religion as a way to receive recognition. He goes on to describe what their behavior is like. Not only do they wear long robes, not only do they look for greetings in marketplaces, they have the best seats in the house. And again, I've got a pretty good seat up here, I have to say. I can see all of you pretty well. But then lastly, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense, they're pretentious, make long prayers. Jesus says they'll receive their greater condemnation. Well, then in the same breath, the widow is giving her offering. This is uncomfortable, by the way, to see. Jesus is watching closely what people are putting in. Can you imagine as the ushers came around, if people just stared at you, looking at what you put in the plate? But he holds up the widow and says, look, she's giving out of her poverty. You know, they give out of their abundance, but she gives out of her poverty. And so what do we make of these two passages back to back here? The scribes who look for recognition, and then the rich people and the widow who give either out of abundance or poverty. I can't help but think of the scribes. They're looking for love in all the wrong places. Johnny Lee sang that some time ago, and it's always stuck with me. We're all looking for love in the wrong places. We're looking for recognition or value or merit on a horizontal plane. There's no fooling God. God can see what they're really like. These long prayers are not fooling him. But before fellow man, perhaps they get the recognition that they are looking for. But this widow quietly goes and puts her two mites, her two half pennies in the collection plate. And Jesus says she's given more, actually. Even though monetarily it's less, she's given more because she's giving out of her poverty. Now, it's easy to take this passage and for you and me to twist it and make it a law which says, just do what you can. Just do what you can, do your best, and forget the rest. Do y'all remember those tapes from the 90s and the early 2000s, the P90X workout videos? You don't have to raise your hands. I don't want to see that, but I'll raise mine. I did a lot of P90X. I know the robes don't show the body off, but I did a lot of P90X. Honestly, to this day, I'm embarrassed. I hated them, but I thought for sure if I did P90X, I would have the fit body I was looking for. Again, looking for love in all the wrong places. But the phrase that Tony Horton would say, he would say, do your best and forget the rest. As I'm trying to do the yoga stretches and the calisthenics, I would just yell at the TV, this is the best that I've got. This is the best. So we can take this passage and say the widow gave her best, and therefore she is blessed. But Jesus does not comment beyond that. He doesn't say, well done, good and faithful servant. He just ends it there. It's almost pitiful that there's no commentary. It's almost as if he's looking on the woman in pity and saying, the law is crushing her. She's giving all that she has and she's going to die because of it. In the very next passage, literally the very next passage in chapter 13, Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple. And so what she's given to is a defunct enterprise. She's given to the temple all that she has, putting all of her chips on the table. In a mere matter of hours, perhaps a day or so at this point, the very curtain of the temple will be torn in two. What she's given to is a defunct enterprise. It's an organization and a great deck of cards at this point. Now, of course, God ordained and ordered the temple and the sacrifices, but we know they come to an end in Jesus. And what Robin just read from Hebrews, of course, illustrates this well, or points to this, I should say, that Jesus gave his sacrifice once and for all, not repeatedly, not throughout the foundation of the world over and over again, but simply once and for all. As he said those words on the cross, it is finished. And so in light of the cross, in light of what Jesus is about to go do, the temple is rather paltry, isn't it? And so these scribes and these rich Pharisees who give their money, and this poor little widow who's given all that she has, it's going to nothing. It's going to nothing. And so for you and for me to twist this passage and say, if you just give what you can or do what you can, contribute how you can, that's not the point of this passage at all. I think Jesus is highlighting how pitiful the whole thing is. If you go back to the Old Testament, widows are supposed to be cared for, not abused, not devoured, not taken advantage of. They're supposed to be cared for. And it's clear that in this day and age, they're not being. And similarly in our day and age, you can think of the fatherless or the widow, those who are down and out. Are they being cared for? Is this enterprise defunct as well? Jesus is not holding up the widow and saying, be like her. He's saying, look, look how pitiful this is. And again, in a matter of days, the temple will be torn down, one stone upon the other, that will be thrown down. So what would Jesus have us learn from his teaching here? He's teaching in the temple, and again, that in and of itself is a strong image. That the very Son of God, the Messiah, comes in to rescue his people and teaches against all these false practices that have arisen in God's house. But he says, beware of those who are looking for love in the wrong places. Beware of yourself who look for recognition and value and merit and that-a-boys. Beware, because we will receive our reward. We'll receive our condemnation. So the poor widow who's supposed to be cared for, who's supposed to be looked after, she's being crushed by the law too. And you just heard it read. Adam read, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Not just a little bit, not just what you can, but everything. But everything. And I say that as full-throatedly as I can, that we demand, God demands everything. And so if we want to go that route, it crushes us. It takes us to the final conclusion, which is we cannot do it. Forget P90X, forget do your best, forget the rest. It's all too much. So this morning, the hope for you and for me is not to be rich and offer some, not to be poor and offer everything that we have, but simply to recognize that all of this is a precursor to what God will do in his Son, Jesus Christ, who he himself gives all for you and for me, who lays down his life and takes it up, that you and I would know peace, that we would know forgiveness, that we would know wholeness, that we would be made whole before God Almighty, not based on our merits, but based on his mercies. And so where are you looking for love this morning? Where are you looking for recognition? Where are you looking for value and hope? If you're looking to your actions, well, keep looking. You haven't found it yet. You can keep giving and doing and contributing and offering and trying, and it all comes up short, doesn't it? In this moment, Jesus is sitting as he's teaching. It says he sat down opposite the treasury and he watches. And you'll remember from the psalm that's mentioned in chapter 12, the Lord sits at the right hand of God. Jesus, the Messiah, this comes from Psalm 110. He sits, and it's a place of authority. And what would you expect, being in the place of authority, sitting at the right hand of the King, of the Father, to do? Well, based on the law, you would maybe reward those who do well and maybe punish those who don't do so well. But God shows us a new way. That authority, that right hand, is not about hitting people over the head with the law, but instead giving them a promise. Giving them a promise that all that he has given them is theirs. All that he has given you is yours. Not by right, but by faith. And so this morning, we latch on, we grab on to our Savior by faith, not by any right, not by any strength, not any power of our own, but simply as a gift of faith that's received. And so this morning, if you're worried about your own standing, worried about, have I done enough? Have I contributed enough? Have I tried hard enough? Based on the law, the answer is no. But in the gospel, Jesus says, well done, good and faithful servant. Not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done. And so this morning, I turn back just for a moment, a little bit in our tradition, the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther wrote these wonderful words in the Heidelberg Disputation. And I know this morning at 7:30, you're, Heidelberg Disputation, are you kidding me? What is that about? But these words give such tremendous life, and they sum up what the New Testament, what Jesus teaches us. that the law brings, this is from the Heidelberg Disputation, 1518, the law brings the wrath of God. It kills, it reviles, it accuses, it judges, it condemns everything that is not in Christ. And that's a summation of Romans chapter 4, verse 15. But later on, he goes on to say, he is not righteous who does much, but he who without work believes much in Christ. The law says do this, and it's never done. Grace says believe in this, and everything is already done. And the final thesis that he gives, he says, the love of God does not find, but creates that which is pleasing to it. And so this morning, God's not looking for you to do the right thing. He's not looking for you to contribute the right amount. He's not looking for you to make the resolution to get it done. But instead, by grace, you believe in this, and it's already done. The very words of Jesus on the cross, it is finished. It is finished. Your striving is over. And so not looking to the scribes, not even looking to the widow. They both need the mercy of God, but looking to the Son of God hanging on the cross, who says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Those words apply to you this morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.